the
sequence of the program means instead of meditation first, we will change to evening chanting because you just have your meal, just have your dinner. So, not so conducive. I come to realize yesterday actually. So, because that time I didn't change. So today I make sure I change for you. Okay? So tomorrow will be the same. We have evening chanting first. Then only we have our meditation. Then the morning one also, maybe I will do the same. Do the morning chanting, then after that only meditation. Okay? Okay, now we just pay respect, mindfully develop the spiritual faculty. Then we start the opening puja. We will chant the salutation to the Buddha. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, Dhammang saranang gacchami, Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tetiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tetiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tetiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Buddhang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Dhammang saranang gacchami, Tatiyampi Sanghang saranang gacchami, Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, Adinadana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, Kamesu mechachara viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, Musavada ramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, Surameraya majjhapamadatana viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami, Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Keep in respect mindfully to the Buddha and Bodhisattva Kuan Yin. Okay, you turn to your chanting book for evening chanting. Page 8, the English one is page 9, so maybe we do page 9. You got your mic with you, Where is the mic? There. There's another one. Yun Chan also. Then Joyce, You all can chant from your place because the speaker is here. It's okay. Oh, that one on. Okay. Okay. Now we will commence our evening chanting to develop the faith. Okay. Dedication of offering. You can start. To the blessed one. Who fully attained the path of enlightenment,
to the teaching
which he expounded so well,
and to the blessed ones, disciples who have practiced well, to these the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. We render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. May this simple offering be accepted for our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened One and Blessed One, I render homage to the Buddha, the Blessed One.
Pay respect, bow. The teaching
completely explained by him, I bow to the Dhamma.
The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay preliminary homage to the Buddha.
Homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Homage to the Blessed, Noble and Perfectly Enlightened One.
Now let us chant the recollection of the Buddha.
A good word of the Blessed One's reputation has spread as follows. He, the Blessed One, is indeed the Pure One, the Perfectly Enlightened One. He is impeccable in conduct and understanding, and the Accomplished One, the Knower of the World. He trains perfectly those who wish to be trained. He is teacher of gods and humans. He is awake and holy.
Supreme praise of the Buddha. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Buddha.
The Buddha, the truly worthy one, endowed with such excellent qualities,
whose being is composed of purity, transcendental wisdom, and compassion, who has enlightened the wise like the sun awakening the lotus. I bow my head to that peaceful chief of conquerors, the Buddha, who is the safe, secure refuge of all beings. As the first object of recollection, I venerate him with bowed head. I am indeed the Buddha's servant. The Buddha is my Lord and guide. The Buddha is sorrow's destroyer, who bestows blessings on me. To the Buddha, I dedicate this body and life. And in devotion, I will walk the Buddha's path of awakening. For me, there is no other refuge. The Buddha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Buddha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome.
Pay respect, bow.
By body, speech, or
mind, for whatever wrong action I've committed towards the Buddha,
may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Buddha.
Recollection of the Dhamma. Now let us chant the recollection of the Dhamma.
The Dhamma is well expounded by the Blessed One, apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging investigation, leading inwards to be experienced individually by the wise.
Supreme praise of the Dhamma. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Dhamma.
It is excellent because it is well expounded and it can be divided into path and fruit, practice and liberation. The Dhamma holds those who uphold it from falling into delusion. I revere the excellent teaching, that which removes darkness, the Dhamma which is the supreme secure refuge of all beings. As the second object of recollection, I venerate it by
I am indeed the Dhamma servant.
Dhamma is my Lord and guide. The Dhamma is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me. To the Dhamma, I dedicate this body and life, and in devotion, I will walk this excellent path of truth. For me, there is no other refuge. The Dhamma is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Dhamma and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, or mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Dhamma, may my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint regarding the Dhamma.
Recollection of the Sangha. Now let us chant the recollection of the Sangha.
They are the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well, who have practiced directly, who have practiced insightfully, those who practiced with integrity. That is the four pairs, the eight kinds of noble beings. These are the Blessed One's disciples. Such ones are worthy of gifts, worthy of hospitality, worthy of offerings, worthy of respect. They give occasion for incomparable goodness to arise in the world.
Supreme praise of the Sangha. Now let us chant the supreme praise of the Sangha.
Born of the Dhamma, that Sangha which has practiced well, the field of the Sangha, formed of eight kinds of noble beings, guided in body and mind by excellent morality and virtue. I revere that assembly of noble beings, perfected in purity, the Sangha, which is the supreme, secure refuge of all beings. As the third object of recollection, I venerate it with bowed head. I am indeed the Sangha's servant. The Sangha is my Lord and guide. The Sangha is sorrow's destroyer, and it bestows blessings on me.
To the Sangha,
I dedicate his body and mind, and in devotion, I will walk the well-practiced way of the Sangha.
For me, there is no other refuge. The Sangha is my excellent refuge. By the utterance of this truth, may I grow in the Master's way. By my devotion to the Sangha and the blessing of this practice, by its power, may all obstacles be overcome. By body, speech, and mind, for whatever wrong action I have committed towards the Sangha. May my acknowledgement of fault be accepted, that in the future there may be restraint guarding the Sangha.
Okay, since after this we are going to have the meditation, we will do the closing homage. We will chant the Pali verse, the Thai tradition. Okay, let us compose our mind. Arahang sama sambuddho bhagava buddhang bhagavantang avivademi. Swakato bhagava dhammo dhamma namasami. Supatipanno bhagavato sahaka sangho sanghang namami. Okay, now the time is okay, we got another 10 minutes before we start our meditation. So these 10 minutes, we can make use of it. You got any question or not? With regards to the meditation, any question? So that when you start, you know what to do. You do with understanding. So this form of meditation, like before, so it's from supposed to be 6:30 to 7:30. We will change it 7:30 to 8. Okay. This one is 1 hour sitting. Oh, sorry. So 6:30 to 7. So now is 7 to 8. So just change. 6:30 to 7 for the evening chanting. Then 7 to 8. Sitting meditation. Okay. So when it comes to formal meditation, it will be usually better. I leave it to you. You can just relax and silence your mind and sit for at least half an hour or so. Or otherwise you do bowing, you do walking, you can also do Dhamma contemplation. But if it's only 1 hour, try to do just sitting and walking or bowing, whatever, within the meditation area. Those who got leg problem or what, you can sit at the bench, at the side, lean against the wall. You don't worry about your leg. There is one of them asked me, but it will be very rude if I stretch my leg out. What do you think? People have this belief that we must have respect. We cannot simply do things. Certain society have that, understand? But when we come to the meditation hall, when we understand, we have to know one thing. Meditation is not what you do at the form level, understand? Form level, sometimes people may comment, but if people don't quite understand, they will comment it according to what they believe. And it will appear very logical, because last time at Champaka Buddhist Lodge, where I used to teach a Saturday class, there was one elderly lady, 70 years old. She cannot sit too long, understand? So what happened was, after a while, the leg pain, so she put it out like that, stretch straight. Then she meditated. Then there was one, I think, also quite new one. I don't know who already, I forgot. He suddenly tell her off, no. You cannot stretch your leg like that, disrespect for the Buddha. Very logical, isn't it? So this 70 years old lady, quite new to the Dhamma, suddenly not happy. So then you know after the meditation, normally I ask anybody want to report meditation or ask questions, she put out her hand first. First to put, he said, I want to find out one thing. He said, I totally spoil my mood. I cannot meditate. I look at her, I say, what happened? My leg was so painful, I stretched my leg. Then somebody at the side tell me off. He said, you are very rude, you cannot do that. After that, I totally cannot meditate. Oh, I say, like that. So I had to explain, understand. So that both of them will not have misunderstanding, understand. Because I say, this place, because I teach here, you don't worry, understand. You can put your leg, no problem. I ask one question, I said, what is rude? What is not rude? Do you purposely want to do that, to be rude? No, he said, I've got pain, I just want to stretch my... And then, it is your mental intention, isn't it? If your mental intention is not evil, not rude, then why you worry? He said, but offend the Buddha, no? What do you think? Huh? that is a very good question. Because last time, sometimes I also faced this problem with people who are from the Mahayana. The Mahayana text, the scripture, the book, you cannot put on the floor, no? Disrespectful for the Dhamma. No? So I say, okay, I put back on the table. Because this is attachment to tradition and form Dhamma. But they have a reason. The respect is actually from the heart, not from the physical thing. End of the day, I ask you, all the scripture, all the book, they will grow, become very old, decay. You're going to keep for life. People just throw, burn, and whatever, understand? The Dhamma book is not the Dhamma, understand? The Dhamma book is the sutta, means the words printed point towards the Dhamma, understand? Just like finger pointing at the moon, understand? The moon is the moon, isn't it? The finger pointing at the moon is not the moon, isn't it? Correct, no? But you think the finger is the moon, understand? No? Where you think this is the Dhamma, must respect the Dhamma book. But the Dhamma book, printed in words, point towards the truth, understand? No? That's why Mahayana got another analogy. Remember the Tipitaka behind the turtle? They tie the three sets of Tipitaka and they draw the turtle there. Then human being point the finger, laugh at the turtle. Has been carrying the Tipitaka for so long, supposed to be 1,000 years, like, still don't know the Tipitaka is the Dhamma. Then there's another picture. The turtle laugh back. Only the foolish one think the Dhamma is in the Tipitaka. Understand? Yeah, the Dhamma is not in the Tipitaka. Tipitaka point towards it. Understand? No? So, depending on how you understand. So, coming back to respect and disrespect, it's at your heart. Understand? No? Like Hui Ling said, if the Buddha can be offended by what people do, he is definitely not the Buddha that I know. Understand? No? He will not be so easily offended by what people do and say. Understand? No? The human beings are just the way they are. If they are sincere, there is no negative, what they call mental intention, then there is no karma. That's why the Buddha said, it's cittina that I call karma. Cittina is mental intention. That's why you cultivate at the mind level. Understand? Take care of mind, like the Buddha said. Mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chief. When mind arises, everything comes to be. So when you understand this, you will know mind is more important than form. Form Dhamma is for people to see. that I am spiritual, I am religious, I be respectful. But inside your heart, you don't know what respect is, understand? Now you say, outwardly, you're very respectful, you don't do all this. But go home, you scold your parents. So what does that reflect? Your respect is only when it is the Buddha, understand? It's selective one, understand? Just like love. If it's my loved one, I love them, understand? Somebody I don't know, why should I love? That type of love is not love, understand? Love has got no division. When you love, means you love, irrespective of whatever it is. Because love is universal. It is the oneness. So when there is love in all aspects. If you can love one moment and hate another moment, that is not love. That is what they call conditioned love, understand? You know what is conditioned love? When there is condition for you to love, oh, my loved one, that's why I love them, my child, my son, my parent. But when they argue with you, you become angry, you hate them, you want to divorce, you want to disown them. That type of love is definitely not the universal love. This is conditioned love. When condition favor you, then you say, they got relation with me, I love another. There are some people who can go all out to sacrifice for their loved one, understand? But when somebody they don't know, they cannot do anymore, understand? So what is actually happening? Because there is attachment, understand? Out of the attachment, you think they are your loved one, you can sacrifice and do anything. It's like you are a great being, Bodhisattva. But because it is related, not related, you cannot do another. And then, it is a condition, action, understand? So out of what? Out of love and attachment, understand? Love conditioned by that relationship. Otherwise you cannot do. Means you don't really have that heart to help and do. Understand? So coming back to what they normally discuss and talk about is, most religion emphasize a lot on form level. This one cannot, that one cannot, understand? But at the mind level, seldom do they check their mental intention, their awareness is not there. So, not easy to cultivate wholesomeness, goodness. You need to have wisdom or understanding. Okay, now 7 o'clock, you can start your meditation. So, I will off the light at the back. Then you want to off some of the light here, no? Better, so that you all can sit or meditate better. Then after that, I will ring the bell at about 8 o'clock. Then we have our final session, Q&A and Dhamma sharing.